Analysts agree that efforts to prevent attacks on U.S.-led forces in Iraq are hampered by a shortage of accurate human intelligence on the Iraqi resistance, intelligence provided by people with personal knowledge of where the guerrillas are, how they're funded, and how they're organized. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
President Bush stood before reporters in the Rose Garden this week defending the U.S. mission in Iraq, saying U.S. forces are poised to take the fight to Iraqi guerrillas.
Our strategy in Iraq is to have our strike forces ready and capable to move quickly as we gather actionable intelligence. That's how you deal with terrorists.
But in recent weeks, actionable intelligence against Iraqi insurgents has been almost as scarce as evidence of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. National security expert Anthony Cordesman says the military's intelligence arm in Iraq doesn't seem to have enough of the human intelligence to better battle the insurgents.
We have a very weak intelligence effort with serious problems in terms of language skills, area expertise, and basic organization. What we really need are people who have the training and background so that when they carry out security operations, they'll be focused and effective rather than alienating the Iraqi people.
Military commanders in Iraq have moved some human intelligence assets to the Sunni Triangle, where most attacks have occurred. But more intelligence resources in Iraq could be drawn from the U.S. Iraqi Survey Group, or ISG, which is spearheading the still fruitless hunt for weapons of mass destruction. Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita insists the mission and makeup of the survey group remain unchanged. DeRita says senior military officials are discussing shifting resources from the weapons hunt and elsewhere, but only on a limited basis.
Is it possible, on a not-to-interfere basis with other priorities, to see if there's any capability among any of those pots of resources, ISG, the additional intelligence capability we've provided, to wring out yet even more kind of synergy to the counterterrorism problem? Translators, interrogators, that sort of thing.
A Pentagon source tells NPR that several on-the-ground commanders would like to see more survey group resources shifted, even temporarily, to counterinsurgency efforts. This summer, a series of knock-down-the-door raids resulted in the capture of weapons, explosives, and some alleged resistance organizers. But those raids didn't bring in enough foot soldiers who might lead U.S. forces to the organizers.
You need to capture them. You need to have them so that you can see who they are and ask them where they've come from and what they think they're doing.
Former CIA analyst Judith Yaffe, now at the National Defense University, says it appears that the Iraqi guerrillas have far better on-the-ground intelligence than the Americans, especially when it comes to troop movements and VIP schedules. U.S. officials say last Sunday's rocket attack on a highly secure U.S. compound likely took weeks of planning. So for that reason, they don't believe Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, who was staying at the compound, was the main target. Analyst Yaffe finds that assertion laughable.
I think that's kind of silly. I mean, their ability to get so close to where his room was, you think that was an accident? I don't believe in coincidences. They have good intelligence. They seem to know who is going to be where, doing what, and how to place a charge so as to have the maximum effect.
Another example of that is the August 19th attack on the UN compound, where it appears Iraqi fighters again had inside intelligence to carry out the operation. The suicide bomber drove his truck right up near the room at precisely the time when UN officials were holding a press event. The attack killed 23 people, including the UN's top official in Iraq, and prompted the organization to drastically reduce its staff there. In this counterinsurgency fight, analysts say, America's huge advantage in satellite and high-tech spy gear is rendered almost useless. Walk-in tips have proved the biggest help, including the tip that led to the deadly raid against Saddam Hussein's sons in July. 4th Infantry Division Commander Major General Ray Odierno said this week that U.S. forces are getting more accurate, useful tips from average Iraqis.
In fact, our success rate is about 90% now accurate, where in the beginning it was 40 to 50%. Some of that has to do with our ability to understand who are our good informants and who give us good information and who doesn't.
But the task of sorting that out is made much harder by the absence of U.S. intelligence resources in Iraq since the 1991 Gulf War. Indeed, analyst Yaffe worries that the latest attacks in Iraq could lead military officials to trust in less than reliable intelligence sources.
Oh, I have information to tell you so-and-so is going to be doing something at such and such a place, and it's a setup. I don't know that that's happened or not, but it can. especially since we're so avid for information to go out and actively pursue people, there is always a risk.
It's a risk some military commanders may be willing to take to stem the deadly daily attacks on U.S. troops and Iraqis cooperating with Americans. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.